Yo, it's Effective Immediately. I'm DJ Head.
And it's your favorite homegirl, Gina Views.
Welcome to another week of the show. Thank you for subscribing. If you haven't, hit that goddamn subscribe button. We appreciate you. You
know, shout out to everybody who is subscribed.
Yes.
We appreciate you. Go tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend to tell they friend to tell their cousin to tell their baby mama to tell their baby daddy to tell their side piece to tell the side piece mama.
There you go.
Subscribe to Effective Immediately.
There you go. Well, it's been a lot of stuff going on outside. People are in the booth. Some people are not in the booth. New music is out. The guards is changed. It's all kind of stuff going on outside right now.
Mm-hmm.
What was your week like in the Geniverse?
I saw Scream 7.
Okay.
With the cast.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sydney or Neve Campbell.
Yeah.
Was in the building. Also, David Arquette.
Did you get a chance to fan out?
Yeah, well, I was the only black person there, so.
Like, in the whole.
Well, it was a black row.
It was a black row.
I'm choking.
I was like,
it was a black row, but I want to get invited again.
Yeah, I mean.
But for the red carpet, I was able to kind of blend in with paparazzi. Because then nobody know who I was.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I don't take my phone out and be recording people. Oh, I recorded all of them. I recorded all of them. Billy Loomis was there.
Are you screaming while the video is rolling?
No, you know I'm too
prepared. Okay,
for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, okay.
But Sidney Prescott, Billy Loomis, Dewey is there, Gail Weathers. Like, this was freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love Scream, obviously. When I tell you this is the best Scream film. It was like plot twist after plot twist after plot twist after plot twist.
Did they tie it into all the other Screams?
There is a tie-in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you kind of have to see all of them.
Damn.
To understand why this house is so important, why her jacket is such a thing, why, you know. And then there's some, it's like dialogue conversation that they have that you have to have seen the previous films to understand the conversation.
So I need to go watch all the six.
They all on Paramount.
I need to go watch all six, though.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was afraid of that.
Yeah. But you can do... I mean, I don't know how you are with TV shows and stuff, but for me, I'm a binge watcher.
Yeah.
I like to start something early in the morning until... That's because I just started Paradise again.
The first season?
It took me... So, I've always watched it, but I never been able to, like, really, like, get into it or whatever, and... When I watch TV shows, I fall asleep. I didn't know that they were in a bunker until episode 7.
The first episode, they reveal the bunker.
I'm scrolling.
I'm scrolling.
I'm thinking, I thought he died at the White House.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So when I'm rewatching, I'm hearing, obviously, you know, I've been obsessed with the world ending. So I hear the word bunker. I'm like, now I got to start over.
Yeah. So, okay. So best Scream ever.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Paradise.
Yeah.
Season 2 is now out, I think. Or they started season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to catch up on that.
I'm tuned in to season 2.
It's cracking?
Season 2 cracking. And it's about 5 episodes out already.
Yeah, I got to go get it.
Season 2 got my attention way more than season 1. So I think I'm on episode 3.
I got to go dive into that for sure. So... A couple of things that I had an interesting week. The main thing for me this week that happened is, tell me your opinion. People said I crashed out on the internet, and I'm like, I don't think I crashed out. I just addressed an issue I had with the optometrist. So I went to the optometrist to go get my eyes examined.
How did I miss all this?
I don't know. You don't meet your phone be off. So I go to the eye doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm there. They sent me an appointment. They sent me the appointment. I pull up. They like, you're not supposed to be here. It's Monday. She don't work on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
These are the morons that work in the office, right? So they're like, we gotta reschedule you. So I'm like, okay, fine. What about tomorrow? They look, okay, we can get you in tomorrow. I'm like, all right, bet. They put me in. I say, put me in for noon. They said, okay, for sure. To avoid all obstacles, I pull up an hour early. I'm there at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come back at noon. No problem. I go and do my thing. I come back at noon. They looking in the computer.
What's today?
Huh?
What day is this?
This is like the next day. This is like Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever. So I then they looking in the computer like, have you been here before? Nigga, you seen me yesterday.
Right? I thought you was a new patient.
So I get it. They probably see hella people. All right, I ain't tripping. I say, yes, I go here. Like I'm in school, right? So they pull it. So they take off one packet of paper, and they give me another packet of paper. I fill out that packet of paper, and I'm sitting there for 10 minutes. And the dude just standing there. And I'm like, hello, like here. And he's like, oh, you're done? Yes, you imbecile. So then he takes the paper, and then he goes and puts it in the thing so the doctor can come out and look at it. Mm-hmm. She comes out, and I just hear the door, and I hear paper rambling. She walk out into the lobby. We're all out there. Like, it's other patients there. The morons is there. And she's like, did you guys look at his paperwork? And they're like, yeah, I mean, we looked at his paperwork. So then it says right here that he's not supposed to be here until March, until the end of March. And they're like, Ren and Stimpy looking at each other, right? So they just doofuses, right? So they stuck on stupid looking at each other. She's like, actually, it says right here that he doesn't supposed to come in until September. September is like, nigga, half a year from now.
Why did they invite you here?
Bro. So the doctor, she look at me. She's like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on with them. Here's the deal. I can see you next month. I mean, at the end of this month, or I could see you in September. Which one would you prefer? I'm like, I'll come back next month. I mean, the end of this month. It's all good. She's like, all right, bet.
When was your last visit?
Like 6 months ago or something, like 7 months ago, something like that. And so she tells Ren and Stimpy to, like, put my shit in there and file my paperwork. And they're like, okay. The nigga comes over, and he's like, okay, so we're going to go ahead and reschedule you next month. Is that, like, the doctor said we're gonna reschedule you for next month. Like, she wasn't standing fucking next to me, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and he not making eye contact with me, because he know I'm furious. I've been in here 3 hours. This is my second day here when you niggas fucked this up in the first place.
Hold on. This took 3 hours?
The hour wait was waiting for them for Dumb and Dumber to get the paperwork to her, so that way she can come out, and she was dealing with other patients. So I waited that from 11 a.m. to 12. My appointment time was 12. I didn't get seen until 1:15, but I didn't get seen because she just came out and basically told them that they fucked up. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I went on the internet, and I posted this video.
Go ahead.
I posted this video, and I was just like, yo, we need to figure out morons working in these professional environments, because mm-hmm. they're taking over, and I'm okay with AI doing these jobs.
Yo, in your eyes?
Huh? No, with the clerical shit.
Oh, okay. Well, you did crash out.
That was a crash out?
You just crashed right now talking to
me. I did.
I heard Ren and Ten, idiots, morons. I don't think I've ever heard you say that many insults. I don't think I've ever heard you insult anybody. You crashed, man.
Okay, well.
You crashed.
That's what happened.
But that's all right. Sometimes it's like the purge, you know? Like, sometimes you got to just let off on somebody. You got to empty the clip, or you're going to be uptight.
Yeah, I feel you. Well,
And I used to work for a call center that schedules optometry appointments. Yeah. So that's the disconnect. There's a call center. Sometimes it's in a whole nother state. And the call center is not in direct communication with the doctor's office.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's how that happened. Because the call center
No, Nay, you don't understand. She just blew me, nigga.
Pause. Yeah, that was, come on. But the call center doesn't have your medical
My records and shit.
Exactly.
Got you.
But okay. I'm interested to know, why do you got to keep going back?
Because, well, you're supposed to go every year. But I had my lenses switched for my prescription mm-hmm. mid-year because, like, I just noticed that it was just my eyes were adjusting to it. Mm-hmm. When I haven't been wearing glasses that long. So it took, like, a whole year for my eyes to get adjusted to wearing the glasses. And then they had to switch my lenses.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So you would go back once a year?
Yeah. Moving forward, I'll go once a year. So I'm going to go in September. They're going to switch my lenses. And I'm going to go every September mm-hmm. to switch my lenses, basically.
When you switch the lenses, your eyes have to readjust every single time?
It depends on if they change your prescription, yeah.
Oh, a prescription can change?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's a different life, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Coming from a nigga that never wore glasses, but
yeah. Yeah.
So that was the main thing for me. The other thing is I noticed that there's been a lot going on the East Coast. I have several friends who said that they didn't leave their house for like a week, and because of the snow and like stuff like that they dealing with, mm-hmm. and they told us I want to quote directly, "You spoiled ass Cali nigga." Because it's 80 degrees outside.
It's so nice out.
It's Gina Petty.
It's so nice out.
It's nice out here. You in a tank top and shit.
My
like
belly button out.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you motherfuckers probably ain't seen they belly button in weeks.
Yeah.
Damn.
Could you live in that climate though?
Nope. I can't be uncomfortable.
Like hot or cold?
Either.
Pick one.
Which one would I rather be? Shit. I would rather be over 60 and under 80.
God damn it. Hold on.
I don't want to sweat or shiver.
Yeah, okay, but if you had to pick one, sweat or shiver?
If I had to pick one, sweat or shiver. it just reminds me of Spit or Swallow. I would shiver.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's easier to warm yourself up than cool yourself down.
Yeah.
But I'm also coming from the perspective of a Cali baby.
Yeah.
So they might pick the heat over the cold because I've never been that cold before.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I talked to a couple of people and they were like, "Yo, I'm moving to LA. Mm-hmm. I can't do this shit no more. I can't see outside. It just looked white."
Yeah.
So.
You know, I've never been in the snow before.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've never been in the snow.
I don't think you wouldn't care.
What? I want to make a snow angel, though, in the igloo.
I don't know if you would. I don't think you. I think you would do it and be like, you would just move on with your life. Like,
I just want to do it just to get it done, like just to say I did it. But I see this fire igloo.
Do you know how to build an igloo?
I don't know how to build shit. I can't build a Lego.
You should do a second. Hey, I went to IKEA, got me an igloo.
They sell them?
No, fool.
You got to make an igloo, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But I seen this fire igloo. Now I think about it, might have been AI, but.
Bro, what?
Hey, AI? Did you see the video of the giraffe when he broke his neck?
On the freeway thing?
Yeah. Do you know I start, like, getting emotional?
Because you thought somebody put a giraffe and was driving down the freeway and hit an overpass.
Bro, bro, you already know what I be and how I be in that house.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm scrolling my timeline. I see a giraffe on the freeway. I'm going to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that motherfucker look as big as it. And that's why I don't know why we, the dinosaur thing. If an animal could be as big as a giraffe, I think a lizard could too. But anyway. It fucked me up.
That's crazy. So
you all right?
Irene is like, what the fuck am I doing? Fucking with these niggas. Like, yeah, it's all good. You can laugh. It's fine.
Yeah, but okay. So you telling me you've never been confused by AI? You never have to rewatch something to see?
Only one time.
What was the video?
Also, this is, you know, I ain't gonna lie to you. The one time I was kind of confused is the picture that I see of people always post every year. It's Kobe and Nipsey. And you clearly see his hand is like, it's like fucked up. Like, that's an AI. That's not a real photo. And I think that the city don't know that that's not a real photo.
Which one fucked you up, though? Because that came out before we had AI.
It was Photoshop.
Chip hop, chip hop. You know what I'm tired of?
What?
I'm tired of them using AI to make all these videos of dead people kicking it.
Oh, kicking it?
Yeah. Like, you seen a video of them walking through heaven?
Who?
All of them. You never seen a video of them walking through heaven?
No.
Oh, I seen every era of hip hop in heaven.
I did see AI videos of like the people who passed talking to them younger selves. Full 4K though.
I seen them. And you know what else I'm tired of? Quit putting every time somebody die, y'all add them to the table.
Oh, you seen like the Last Supper table, yeah, and everybody sitting there like, having dinner.
Stop playing with dead. Could you playing with the dead and AI? I feel like that should be banned. It should be something that pops up and says like, this person is blah blah blah. You know, they shouldn't even be using their likeness. But I don't even understand how that's not getting blocked.
I mean, I don't think that nothing. It's over with now. Everybody got AI in their pocket. Yeah. You can make whatever you can make. Now you could change voices and everything. So mm-hmm. It's just like. I don't see it stopping no time soon. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about is my brother had his birthday and we went to dinner and we celebrated his birthday. My family's still kind of ghetto, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we went to Sizzler.
They're not changing though.
They're not changing.
That's our family.
Yeah. We went to Sizzler. Took over this whole section in Sizzler. There's like 20 of
That's
us.
That's some nigga shit. You motherfuckers went to Sizzler. They got that salad bar. That chicken undefeated.
So we took over like this whole section in the Sizzler, right? So we in there thick. And, two conversations. The first one is about kids. I'm talking to my aunt, right, about how she want me to have kids before she pass. Mm. She said that.
How old is she?
I don't know. She said, I want to see you have a kid. I want to see you have a kid before I pass. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, for sure. So you plan to, like, support the kid financially, babysit him, and fully take care of the kid all in, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, I mean, I'll watch him, but this your kid. So how you going to put that on me?
Yeah.
I was like, me and Gina literally be talking about this, like, how people, you want me to absorb, like, a kid costs $220,000 to keep alive from birth to 18.
Shit.
Okay. I broke it down. You know I ran the numbers. You talking about, and this is parents that's listening to us and watch, they like, that's cap, nigga. Because, listen.
You would have pissed me off at Sizzler. I know you had that table. I know you had that motherfucking table with all attention. I know you had that motherfucking table. That nigga got at that. That nigga was podding at Sizzler.
I was podding at I'm like, bro, it's $1,350 a month for a kid to keep alive, just basic necessities. I'm like, why would you put that on me? And yeah. I just don't understand
That's
why.
That's actually selfish.
Thank you.
That's selfish that I don't think that nobody should be putting kids on people, because especially if you a parent.
Yeah.
If you a parent and you telling somebody else to do, now I'm not calling nobody kid a mistake.
Bruh, but give me my mama more, told me.
But give me the textbook term.
Of mistake?
Yeah, what's a better word I could?
Something that happened unintentionally.
This nigga gave me the definition.
Niggas 8 billion people, nigga. 7 billion of us was unintentional. You know what I'm saying?
How do you feel knowing that you wasn't playing?
Me and my mom had a whole child. We talk about it all the time. They tried to go in there and get a nigga.
Oh, she tried to take you out.
What? Tried to take a nigga out the game, bro.
She tried to reverse Uno on your bitch ass.
Bro, I'm in the cut. I'm in the back wall, nigga, laid up. Like, I'm cooked, right? So I'm laid up like this. And she had that tea bouncing around inside of her. And like, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting out the way.
Oh, they tried to scrape you off the wall and you were sticking?
Yeah. I'm low, nigga. I was low.
We having a serious conversation right now?
Yeah. I was in there low. That's real talk. It's a true story. Like, we talk. I don't feel a way about that.
Yeah.
But like, she wasn't ready to be a mom, I don't think.
I feel a way about that.
Why?
I feel a way that, like, because it's like, when you think about it, like, my parents not married, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, was you like a jump off? Like, was it like a one night?
Nah, my mom and my dad was like high school sweethearts. They had a whole romance story and shit. It was some beautiful shit. It was whatever. But
I don't know what.
What?
I don't know what mine was.
You don't know? You ain't ever asked?
I think the story is though.
With some situational shit.
My girl had got hit. And then it was like, well, fuck it. We here now. Let's stay together.
Hey, Hey, this is why Nate say we can't never have a real conversation.
I want to know. So let us know. Yeah. Were you planned?
So let us know.
Yeah, were you planned? Was they in a situationship? Who was it? Was a parent a side piece? Like, these are things that
I think we should discuss these things.
These are things that need to be talked about.
I agree.
Because imagine your parent advising you on how to parent when they was a side piece.
Or you just, you know, you know.
You just raw dogged in some shit one night, and it's like, how do you give me, you know, because the generations before us are very, very judgy.
Yeah, they are.
It's very judgy.
Low key, because the old folks that, I ain't going to say no names, but there were some old folks that was extremely judgmental towards, I would say, us, mm-hmm. right? And it was like, bro, y'all niggas, they was older people. I was being very respectful mm-hmm. towards these people, but I'm like, bro, low key, you was getting hit in the outhouse.
That's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
What? That's what I'm saying. No. Y'all have freaknicks.
Yeah, at the juke joint. You got hit at the juke joint.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, bro, like I don't really want to hear none of that anyway.
But I feel like that's the transparency that needs to be had, because it's like, what is it like? I don't know, but it doesn't make sense.
You know.
So, you can't give I don't feel like you should give anyone advice without being honest and transparent about what your experience is with the same situation.
Yeah.
Because it comes off as like perfect, you know?
So the second thing I wanted to ask you about is so my mom has these basically, you know, we grew up in the church mm-hmm. and my mom has friends who we all came over to church with, and they know my brother, so they came to the birthday party, and they're like really churchgoers and whatnot. They prim proper church people. So we watching this thing, and it reminded me of the Drewski skit that we was in here dying laughing about. Remember when he was like, "Get off my car," and he was in the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yo, so," because they were like really church people. I'm like, "Hey, do you care what kind of church? I mean, what kind of car your pastor got?" Mm-hmm. And she was like, "Oh yeah, absolutely." And I'm like, so he can't have a Rolls Royce? She was like, no. My pastor can't have no Rolls Royce, and I got this little beater. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but that's not that don't have nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Like, what he dropped. She was like, well, how did he get the money for it? I'm like, now you in his pockets. Yeah. She was like, well, I'm tithing, and I'm paying, like, as a congregation member, we're contributing to the church. Mm-hmm. So we're the reason why he has that. She's like, I'm only judging if he doesn't have another source of income. If his source of income is purely the congregation and the church, she's like, off rip, he can't have no Bentley, no none of that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You don't think so?
I like my churches on the corner. I like little corner churches.
So you don't want the pastor, so you feel away if the pastor is up?
I feel away if it's a big, you know, I don't like big churches. Like if it's one of those
like the mega
big
churches.
Yeah, I don't like the mega churches. Mm-hmm. But so like it's like a small like corner church. If I see a Rolls Royce on Central, I am gonna be like, "What you doing, Pastor?"
Okay.
You know, what you doing? But I like a little engine on my pastor cars. Like a little like noise, like a little shaky engine, a little oil leak.
Like when he drives, it's fluid on the ground.
He's damn near should be driving the hearse.
Damn.
But that type of style car, like, I need the paint kind of chipping.
So you want struggle in your pastor's car?
Absolutely.
What does that do for you?
It just feel like you talking to me from the soul. I can relate to you.
So what if you in the big body Benz? Mm-hmm. Can the pastor have a big body Benz?
I think my blessings are not the pastor's blessings.
Oh, they whooping us in the chat right now.
I don't think our blessings is like a package deal.
So you okay, but you okay with your blessings to excel but not the pastors?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is just because I don't think we all need twin Benzes around this motherfucker.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I like a corner church where the pastor come with a little struggle. Like, okay. I feel like we can relate. Like, now, do I want it to be raggedy? I'm not tripping if it is. But if we're going to put, like, a year on it, maybe. Anything after 2020, more than 60,000. Actually, more than 100,000. More than 100,000.
You can get anything. So the pastor could have a cyber truck.
If my pastor pull up with a cyber truck. My pastor pull up with a cyber truck. Bro, that church would never see me again.
We got to have a conversation.
A cyber truck?
Yeah.
And I don't even know why.
You don't even know why you feel like
that. I don't even know why I feel like that. But I don't. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay.
I'd be cool if my pastor pulled up in like on horses.
So you want a pastor? You want a pastor that needs some gas money?
No, I want him to have his shit together.
But he need a transmission.
I just wouldn't mind if it was racked. Like I just wouldn't mind it.
Okay.
I want my pastor old school.
Okay.
I want my pastor old school.
Big Cadillac, rumbling.
You done been through some things. Like, yeah, my rule is for me to eat your Thanksgiving food, you need to have grandkids.
Why is that?
Because you need to have been through some things and seen some things. I don't want no new bitch cooking on Thanksgiving.
Like, yeah, so we're having it at the Airbnb. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, they know what I'm talking about. We use old pressing combs.
What you mean?
The pressing comb gotta be old and rusty.
Rusty?
Yes. You cannot put no new pressing comb. If I go to a hairstylist and she got a brand new pressing comb, she ain't been through nothing.
Oh yeah, y'all looking into granular. Y'all way too in the weeds for me.
But you also gotta burn the pressing comb in too, so that's the other thing. But we prefer like them old.
A little seasoning on some shit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Would you rather fuck a vet or a rookie?
Oh no, I've actually. So there was an opportunity for me to engage with someone who had never engaged before, and I told her to go engage and then come back.
You want a vet?
Not because I wanted her to be a heavyweight champion, but because I didn't want to be that guy. I've been that guy before who take that from a girl.
You just didn't want her to be your first game.
I didn't want to be that, nah.
Okay.
I want like go run a pickup or something in the park.
Outside of virginity, though, would you rather hit a vet or a rookie?
Vet.
Because a rookie doesn't necessarily mean that they never did it before. They don't have a
experience. Yeah, nah, I'm definitely the vet guy. But I also started wild, though. You know what I'm saying? So.
What does that mean?
Man, I think I told you.
Oh, you hit a hood rat?
No. When I was 19, she was 31.
Oh, she could still be a rookie at 31, though.
Nah, she made me a man. Hey.
Oh, what?
Hell no. Nah. I used to say her name. I was looking for her for like 10 years. I was on the radio when I was at the other station. Mm-hmm. I used to go on the radio, say her name and what city she from. She from Long Beach. But I used to say her name on the radio like, hey, where's she? I'm looking for you. You know you hear me looking for you.
Wait, why was you doing all that?
Because I was looking for her, fool.
This nigga put out an Amber Alert for some pussy.
It wasn't for that. It was just like, I want to thank her for what she did for me.
Wait, okay. So where are you in your career when?
Bro, I was on the radio.
Wait, you lost your virginity after your first job?
No. I was 19 at that time.
Oh, okay.
But she like took my, she's the reason that I'm the undisputed whatever I am of the world right now.
What type of flex is that? Undisputed?
I'm talking about with her, yeah. Like, we had full-on Hell in a Cell matches. Hey, I earned my title with her. You see?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Shout out to her.
Well, I would hate for us to transition into some serious stuff. So, we got to talk about this hard R.
Okay. So, okay, basically.
Let's listen to the video.
Okay.
Who has apologized after an AI-generated news alert about the BAFTA film award?
Shout out to Kev on stage.
The N-word. Would you like to see the news alert that Google's AI sent out? Of course you would. Here it is. How the Tourette's fallout unfolded at the BAFTA film... The Hollywood Reporter. See more on niggers.
Yo, that's insane.
You know how bad. You know how bad it got to be at work. Like when you fuck up like that.
Yeah.
And you just know when you just know that any second is your last.
Yeah. So, there was a I guess his name is what, John Davison. Basically they were at the BAFTA. It was like an award, it was a ceremony. And dude with Tourette's blurted out the N-word. I think it was Delroy Lindo and Michael B. Jordan who was up there, right, at the time. And so I want to be clear. We're not medical professionals. I don't know how it works in your brain, but I don't know if you could just blurt out a word that you haven't already used.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that you got the word queued up.
Yeah.
But but it's just like, I don't know. I don't know how it works. But my point is, shout to Kev on stage.
Queued up is crazy.
Like, shout to Kev on stage. But the Hollywood Reporter summary is crazy.
Bro,
that's what happens when you be letting AI do all your shit.
Bro, fuck what happened in the building.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all fuck up twice Black History Month?
And Black History
And Month. How is nobody just double checking, triple checking, proofreading? This says interested or not interested. The Hollywood Reporter, see more on
N-words. What, the hard R?
The hardest one. Not see more about the
incident.
Not just see more, maybe.
But that's what I'm saying. I think that's some AI shit. I don't think nobody typed that out. I think that they let that somewhere in the system, the AI summarized what was going on.
But it had to have been used. You know what this is an example of?
What?
When somebody is talking to you while you typing.
Oh, and you use the word.
And then you put, or if you're talking to somebody, like if you on the phone, like I've done it multiple times, or like I might be on the phone, but I might be texting, and I'm texting the person what I'm saying out of my mouth because I'm trying to multitask.
Yep.
This is that.
Yeah.
This like, you screenshot a nigga and send it to him.
Davidson was heard shouting a racial slur, the N-word, while actors Michael B. Jordan and Delroy Lindo, who are Black, were on stage. That's what people are saying, like, why when them niggas was up there? I should have said it like that.
But why the Deadline post it? Y'all is all, this is messy.
Well, yeah.
This is messy.
It's super messy.
Because now I've been called three times because Deadline didn't even block out the letters in between.
Oh, they posted the straight uncensored.
That's what this video looked like to me.
Oh, yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he said it there. The article wrote about it. Google summarized it, and then Deadline posted it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I don't know. I ain't surprised. Like, okay. Our natural disposition is we don't really be taking a lot of shit serious.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to this. Like, it's like when you used to trauma, it's like, bro, you gotta laugh. Like, not that it's funny to be called that. It's not. Don't get your ass whooped out here. But it's just like, yeah. And you know what's interesting to me is the allies are the whites that are allies. They're like, oh my God, I can't believe that this is happening to you guys. Nigga, this is a Tuesday to us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is going on all across the country.
I know it's not supposed to be funny, but this is funny to me. But remember the episode of Boondocks when the teacher said it?
Yeah.
How is a nigga gonna borrow a fry? Niggas, you gonna give him?
He was like, he come in a, this nigga. Nigga, please.
Check that hoe.
Bro, he was like, how is a nigga supposed to borrow a fry?
He said, I never talked like this before. He was in my class. And this is what I mean when I say we need Boondocks for these moments, because this is freaking crazy. It's Black History Month.
In Black History Month, with two black people up there, and that's the word.
The term just flying around. It's not censored or anything.
No. But you can't use the other words that they already took away from us. That's them is I'm blurred saying. And blocked and
how am I even
out?
Able to see this on Twitter without it being a community note underneath?
Hey, like Ice Cube said, here's what they think about you.
Man.
So, anyway, God bless everybody. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nipsey Hussle Square recognition went down. It's going down this weekend. Mm-hmm. And it's dope because it seems like it's a chain of events. It seemed like the niggas is on tour, like the whole marathon, because they just did something recently. I forgot what it was. And then I just saw. It was a run, a marathon run. Mm-hmm. And then the grand opening.
For the Long Beach location.
For the Long Beach location. And then obviously the Nipsey Hussle Square recognition, because I think it was like. It was almost during COVID, I think, around that time, maybe like a few years ago, mm-hmm. when the news came out that shout out to Brittany Bell too, who does an amazing job, the consulting queen.
Shout out to Brittany Bell.
It came out that shout out to Marquise Harris Dawson, who's city council member over that district for the Crenshaw area and Leimert Park mm-hmm. district, said that he was going to officially name Crenshaw and Slauson Nipsey Hussle Square. Mm-hmm. Now they're officially doing the ceremony for that. And I mean, I'm pulling up. I got to be out there for that. Also going to the grand opening, the Marathon Burger in Long Beach. Then Black Sam recently just said that there's going to be another one opening in
New York
Times Square, mm-hmm. which is crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh man,
not playing.
I don't want to make this that, but I just want to say this because I'm a fan. I feel that same energy when I don't have nothing against New York anymore. I used to because mm-hmm. I was ignorant. But when Big Boy became the morning show at Hot 97 in New York, I celebrated like it was me because I'm like, we the morning show. It happened. It was a real thing.
What year was this?
This is years ago. But Big Boy for 2 years or maybe a year. I don't know how long it was. But Big Boy was the morning show on Hot 97 in New York every day.
What?
When he got that, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
West Coast. I'm doing my West Coast campaign. That's how I felt when I saw Sam talk about mm-hmm. the Marathon Burger opening up in Times Square. I'm like, yeah, like, because they got their culture.
Yeah.
They got the bodegas and the ox and all that type of shit. And it's cool to have our little culture in there just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Some tiger shrimp.
I just like that that's going to be one of those staples in New York, that it's like how the one on Merrill's, everybody wants to go to that one.
Yeah.
New York got love for Nipsey.
They do.
You know, so that's just fire to me that it's going to be a taste of us in Times Square.
You know what this mean too, with that Marathon Burger being in Times Square, Dave East finna be fat.
Dave East for the be doing it up at Marathon.
Yeah, shout out to our homies,
man. Shout out to Dave East. Well, speaking of New York and the East Coast.
Oh gosh.
I don't know if I even know where to start.
I think we should start with, if we're gonna go to New York, we gotta go this 50 Cent.
Where should we start though?
Okay, so. We talked about the DoorDash commercial that 50 launched. I mean, 50 Cent did a collaboration with DoorDash. Mm-hmm. They did a Super Bowl commercial. And it seems like he's been on this terrorist campaign ever since then. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not common of 50 Cent to be trolling and antagonizing people and whatnot, but it seemed like it haven't stopped since the Super Bowl. Because it seemed like he was cool, like he was chilling before the Super Bowl.
It hasn't stopped since How to Rob.
Touche, you're right. That's great. It's been 20 years, 25 years of this shit up. So it seemed like that's when it seemed like a rollout, even though I know it's not a rollout. Like he not doing no music.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I forgot what happened, and I don't remember how the T.I. shit started. But he posted a meme. I mean, he posted
Tiny. So T.I. did $1 million worth of game.
That's what happened.
He was on Gillian Wallow's show. They was talking about the versus 50 Cent versus T.I. versus backstory. and T.I. told the whole story.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah. And then T.I. said, like, I don't even want to do the verses with him no more. I don't want to be on stage with him.
Yeah.
A, B, and C. And then 50 posted Tiny. And one thing I got to say about the Harris's, if my kids don't come behind me, if my kids don't support me like that, I want them to go back to the Stork.
Yeah. Yeah, they going behind. They going behind their mama. Domani done got in it, which I thought Domani was the J. Cole.
I never thought I was going to see that coming.
Domani was the J. Cole son.
Yeah.
Like, he's all like, namaste, nigga.
I did not see that coming. Even the tone of Domani's diss track is kind of giving Meet the Grams.
Yeah, because he's talking. So I don't want to confuse our listeners, but I want to keep the thread. So now T.I. and 50 Cent are going back and forth. Mm-hmm. 50 Cent is trolling. He posting all memes. He just on Instagram with it, laughing at niggas,
mm-hmm.
posting their mom, posting Tiny, whatever. T.I. is dropping records.
Yeah.
Sometimes 2-3 a day.
Mm-hmm.
He's boom, 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 back to back to back. And he keep telling them, I don't do memes. I do music. I'm going to get in this booth like Gina Views want me to do. He didn't say that. T.I. didn't say that. But the internet is adding you to the group chat.
Yeah.
On Twitter, they got you all in the group chat. So they got the thing of 50 Cent, and it's Gina View standing on the chair. Bitch ass nigga, get in the booth.
That's right, I had to drop that disclaimer, because remember, the last person thought that was about.
Yeah.
You know, but then I'm like, let me make sure I don't know what's to come.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So 50 is dropping these memes. T.I. is dropping records back to back to back. King Harris jumped out there. He started dropping shit.
Mm-hmm.
Then Domani got in the group chat. He started dropping shit.
Well, before Domani got in the group chat, Miss Tina Knowles was added to the group chat.
Miss Tina Knowles posted a picture, I think, in solidarity or to show support of Tiny Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And so 50 posted her.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was some Solange.
It was some Solange shit in there. Yeah. Like, it's just getting messy.
Yeah. They really know how to rap.
Yeah.
I like King's.
Yeah.
I like the way he was talking.
I like the second one. The first one I didn't like.
Oh, King dropped two?
Yeah. He dropped this one where he was like walking and he was just, it wasn't like, to me it was rushed. I could tell like it was just mm-hmm. something like, I need to get out here.
What's the one when he walk into the car?
That one. That's the one I didn't like.
You didn't like that one?
Nah. The new one with him sitting there,
uh-huh.
where he was sitting there lighting the blunt over and over and over again, that's the one that I think is better than the other one.
Mm, okay.
But yeah, Domani dropped his, and his is a little bit more cerebral. Like, his is more like talking to the perspective of I'm talking to 50's mom,
mm-hmm.
which we know like is past, and I don't think they had a real close relationship or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So it's been very, Tip has brought her up too. You know, he was like, not Tip. King Harris brought her up
mm-hmm.
when he dropped his first record. He was like, digging mama up and all. And now it's just kind of getting kind of wild. Like,
yeah. Well, 50 also posted that he doesn't need to
rap.
Yeah, he doesn't need to rap. And
do you think that?
That 50 needs to rap? I would love for 50 to get out there. I still want him to respond to, what was it called? Squatter's Rights.
Oh, Let's Rap About It podcast.
I still want him to respond.
Oh, he still owed him a record.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. It's so much shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was hard.
Yeah. So I'm still, you know me. I'm still on that one. But I don't know if we're setting a precedent that you can drop diss tracks on 50 Cent and he's not going to respond.
So you think, I don't know. I think it depends on who dropped it and why.
Because at this point, if he's not responding to diss tracks and he's only posting on Instagram, what is the actual back and forth with 50 Cent? Not just T.I., but like the next person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you just ruin their life?
I mean,
actually internal, you know?
If I know Fifth in the way that his brain, not like I know him like that, but if I can put myself in his mind, I'm assuming right now he's probably working on some sort of TV production about about Tip's family, or I don't know mm-hmm. what he's doing.
That's why I'm saying he played different.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm saying, like, I don't see this being like people just gonna be able to drop diss tracks on you and you just dropping posts on Instagram. Yeah. You're doing something.
He's doing something.
And we probably not gonna know about it until 3 years from now.
Deadline gonna announce it.
Exactly.
50 Cent with the untold story. Yeah. Of, like,
I don't see, because I seen people saying, I saw somebody tweet, they doing to him what he was doing to Ja Rule. I saw somebody say, like, they never seen him, you know, quiet like this before and stuff like that. And I think that we're underestimating 50 Cent.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he definitely up to something.
Yeah.
Because he not one to take lightly to disrespect either. Mm-hmm. I mean, T.I. is showing me not a different side of him, but I think T.I. is really tapping into that old bag. He cut them dreads and put that hat on sideways.
T.I. raps really good.
Especially when he motivated.
What's the one? The second one. You got the right one.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
You got the right
one. I like the lessons
when
he was
playing it on the radio.
Oh, no, they working the records. I think I hit y'all in the group chat because I'm getting the email blast from the record pools. Like, oh, no, T.I. got people working the records. He got them promoting the songs to the radio stations. Like,
man, but check this out, though.
Shout out to Amir.
Granted, these is all diss tracks that he's dropping, right? Mm-hmm. But the album is coming, and we was fucking with J. Cole giving us a mixtape before the album.
Yeah.
This is T.I.'s mixtape.
No, he turned this into a full rollout.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that, but I would imagine that he was using this as fuel for the rollout to his last album.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called? King?
The Last King.
The Last King. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. 50 don't care because to my knowledge, he's not dropping music. Mm-hmm. He got all these TV productions going on. He's building G-Unit television studios in Shreveport, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. He just did a movie with one of the Kardashians or TV show. Like, he got other shit going on. I don't see him dropping an album.
Did you see the picture he posted with Tyler Perry?
Yeah.
They working on some shit.
Oh, you think they did?
Yeah, I don't think they just saw each other in passing.
Nah.
I think they're working on something.
Yeah, I agree.
And they have actors who go between both universes.
Yeah.
So I think they're working on something.
He said something like that too. His caption, he said, if you're not working for Tyler or me, you're not working.
Bro, that's beautiful. That's them two black men that started from scratch.
Yeah.
I love that picture.
Yeah, that was dope.
Like, can y'all go buy the network?
I could see them buying the network, but I could also see them not.
Remember when it was rumored that Tyler Perry was purchasing BET?
Yeah.
That's what I want them to get back to that. It was like a portion of something, but whatever it was, I don't think it.
You want somebody to just go buy shit outright?
Yeah.
Like, so which network? Would it be BET? Like, if you could pick a network for Tyler Perry and 50 to co-buy,
yeah,
it'd be BET.
Yeah. Keep the house and the family.
I'm not mad at that. But then...
Do I revoke?
Nah, 50 wouldn't buy that.
Who?
Huh?
50 just offered to buy the studio.
What?
Jim.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You think 50 won't buy revoke?
Yeah, he would. But he wouldn't pay full price. He'll try to forget it. He'll try to do something where he'd be like, you know, I got this for her. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be something like some little slick shit.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that happened, and I would love to dive into this just a little bit. Baby Keem just dropped his album. Mm-hmm. I really like the album. The Birds and the Bees is my favorite song on that album. Everybody's liking the other one with Kendrick and Momo, I think, is on there. But speaking of Keem, Spotify basically named 8 new artists that they're seen as the new leaders of hip hop. They launched this campaign. I think they dropped the first billboard in Times Square, mm-hmm. and it said hip hop needs new leaders. Then other billboards I saw appear other places in the country. Mm-hmm. Then obviously it's a rollout. So then they launched this campaign, Spotify campaign basically coining or crowning the new leaders of hip hop. The mm-hmm. hip-hop's next wave. The wave would be Baby Keem representing Vegas, Glorilla representing Memphis, Dolce representing Tampa, Florida. Central C representing London. Sexy Red representing St. Louis. Rod Wave representing St. Petersburg. I don't necessarily know if Rod Wave is hip hop like that. I don't know. But Lil Tecca representing New York and Big X the Plug representing Dallas. Is that a solid list?
I would add some people.
Who would you add?
Who I'm not going to say. Okay. And I will remove some people from here. But
don't remove, just add.
I don't want to say.
Okay.
But I feel like they, for the most part, they got it.
Yeah, it's well-rounded.
Yeah.
It's well-rounded.
And I think people who disagree with this will feel differently once they, it's like when we revisit XXL covers, where when it first dropped, it was like, what?
Yeah.
And then when you look back at it some years later, it's like, dang, these people are still, you know, they still got motion.
They're ones, yeah.
Yeah, but I do think this.
The only one that kind of caught me off guard was the Rod Wave, just because the type of music he make. I'm not saying he's not hip. I'm not saying Rod Wave is not hip-hop, mm-hmm. because hip-hop is much more than music. But I also think that the type of music that Rod Wave makes, it could be confusing to hip-hop fans as to why he's there.
What do you categorize him as?
I don't know. That's why I said it's. I'm not taking him off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, because our genre is the only genre that it's blended so crazy. Mm-hmm. We have, we have like our categories, quote unquote. Everything is under hip hop, but then you got melodic rap. You got trap. You got like what people call boom bap. You got like mm-hmm. it's just so many different things that mesh into it. Like I remember seeing Tommy Richmond, he's a hip-hop, he's considered hip-hop to people. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, mm-hmm. not saying, I don't take it nothing from nobody. I'm just saying, like, I think our genre specifically is the only one that doesn't have clear guidelines, mm-hmm. because it's so many different, hip-hop has evolved into so many different things.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at Rod Wave as a singer, kind of. And, like, I remember we had this conversation, not me and you, but I don't remember who I was talking to about Blast. And it was like, well, he's easier. I think I was talking, I ain't going to say who I was talking to, now I don't remember. I was talking to somebody, and they were like, was he a singer? I'm like, I would consider him to be a rapper, a melodic rapper,
mm-hmm.
right? That's under hip-hop, though. I don't see that in other genres.
You don't see the sub-genres under other genres?
I don't see no. I think they, like, give me a sub-genre for another genre.
I don't know other genres.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, like, for R&B,
mm-hmm.
is SZA the same thing as Adele?
I wouldn't call Adele R&B, though.
But she is considered an R&B singer.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So yeah. It's like, I think hip-hop and R&B is in a weird space where we kind of have these things where the artists make a certain kind of music, and you have to place it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where the fuck do I put this?
Is it possible, do you see it possible for a genre to be a subgenre in multiple genres? Because to me, R&B is a subgenre of hip-hop, with R&B and hip-hop songs.
I can see that.
Rappers do R&B.
I can see that. But also, you have somebody like, I don't know, it's weird to me, because this is going to sound, this now is getting political, but to me, it sounds like, when you have artists that are huge, Britney Spears is considered pop, but she's a singer,
mm-hmm.
right? Christina Aguilera, people be like, man, she got soul, what, like, because of the way she.
That's why I'm saying, like, soul.
Okay.
So soul can soul to you be a subgenre of R&B and a subgenre of pop?
Yes.
But then soul is its own genre.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like all this shit can be moved around okay. in multiple different ways.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're saying these are our legends of, I mean, our leaders of hip hop for the next wave, because they just all essentially just hip hop artists under subgenres in hip hop. And I feel like when we say the culture, we're only talking about hip hop and rap.
Not R&B.
R&B.
Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
Because if they just would have said cultural leaders or black leaders of the next the music industry, you know, like
yeah.
it's like how what the fuck? How do you say it?
How do you say it? But that's what I said.
How you say
but
it? It's all black and rap.
But that's my point, though. I think when they, when you don't know, niggas just say hip hop.
Yeah.
That's right, right?
It's all the culture.
Yeah.
It's the hip hop awards.
Hip hop culture.
Hip hop culture.
All right. Well.
Did you fuck me up? Well, I feel like I'm over here doing statistics.
Well, I mean, it's a, it's an interesting conversation. I just seen people talk about Central C, like, but, you know, it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
I think, okay, well, you don't have to say we want to add people. But out of these people, who would you be more most excited to see rise to, like, that that top spot?
Dolce.
Me too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Glow.
And Glow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't think Dolce or Glow are going anywhere in a very, very long time.
I agree.
I think they're we're going to look up and they're going to be here for the next 10, 15.
Yeah, I agree with you. Okay.
And this goes to the conversation that we've been having about who are going to be the future legends.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, not future legends, moguls. the future moguls.
The
yeah.
future moguls.
The future moguls. The future icons of hip-hop.
You know, it's interesting to see, like, as the ladies specific in hip-hop age, because you see, like, you see where Nicki is now. Mm-hmm. Then you see you kind of the trajectory of Cardi. And then, but then I start looking back and I look at the Kims and the Foxys and the Laurens and see where they at. And they're still heralded as, like, royalty.
Because it's only been 50 years.
In hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you think because it's young.
Yeah. I think hip-hop, the genre itself is just so young. And that's why, versus if you can look at a long-ass list of presidents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's almost not even enough to look back at.
It's not.
It's not enough to look back at, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Versus like how sports is.
Yeah, sports is old as shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, do you have I don't want to get into your radio show and whatnot, but do you have a pick or a song that you are like really fucking with right now?
Des Dior. Mm-hmm. Des Dior and Belly Gang Cushington. They just dropped something last week, I think it was. Or was you referring to new people?
No, it don't matter.
The song is called
Des Dior and Belly Gang Kush.
The song is called Tell Me Now.
Oh, Tell Me Now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to I remember I think last week we was just getting off the air, I think. Maybe I don't know, maybe Nick can correct me, but when Nipsey dropped the Reckless song with Beano. Mm-hmm. And then
that was my pick last week.
Right. And I guess the project is coming or leading. I don't want to speak out of turn, but I know the project is coming. There is a project coming. And also I want to shout out to Lefty Gunplay. He dropped a song called What's My Name Is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called Hi, My Name Is. That shit hard. So shout out to the homies, man. You want to get the car game off?
Yeah, go to HoFashions.com for the cards and GinaViews.LA for the merch, the t-shirts.
We'll tap into that. Also, hit that subscribe button. Please do that. 43% of y'all are still not subscribed to the channel, and we appreciate you. We'll see you next week. It's effective immediately.